KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An Eastern Cape mother who travelled to Durban in search of her missing daughter says not knowing her whereabouts have been heartbreaking. 21-year-old Asematlo Makolo was last seen 3 weeks ago on Anton Lembede Street in the Durban CBD. She's a journalism student at Berea College. Her mother, Zoliswa, has been searching for her since she made her way to eThekwini at the beginning of May. She says that her daughter's roommate says she was last seen leaving their flat in the city to go to class.
Since the day she went missing, I haven't been able to sleep. I'm consumed by the thoughts of her well-being. Is she eating? What is she going through? I'm pleading with anyone who may know information about her whereabouts or has seen her to please help us bring her home. At this point, I'm bracing myself for any outcome, but I'm holding on to hope, praying that she's found alive. Our family can't wait to return to the Eastern Cape, as Durban hasn't been kind to her.
Police have confirmed that a missing person case has been opened at the Durban Central SAPS. And the health minister's admitted that his department has no immediate plan for more than 8,000 health workers left jobless after the US government withdrew funding from South Africa. Aaron Motsoaledi says nearly 16,000 workers were directly funded by PEPFAR. Around 300,000 worked in supported facilities across the country. The funding freeze came after U.S. President Donald Trump signed executive orders to reassess American foreign aid priorities. Speaking at a media briefing earlier, Motsoaledi says the only path forward lies in ongoing discussions with international funders.
I wish we had any plan. At the present moment, all we can do is to present our plans to funders. And I've given you a long list of funders we have met. There's not a single one who said, no, we won't help. But up to today, there's not a single one who came to the party.
And Cabinet has approved the submission of the extradition bill to Parliament to modernise and align it with international standards. Minister in the Presidency, Kombutso Ntshavheni, says the bill is to give effect to the extradition of people accused or convicted of crimes inside and outside South Africa.
It clarifies the role of magistrates in extradition proceedings and provides for provisional arrest, surrender of a person sought by an international entity in respect of international crimes such as genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity.
And abroad, Israeli troops killed 5 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank today. The military says they raided a targeted building suspected of being used to plan terror attacks. It says following an exchange of fire, 5 people were eliminated and an additional person was arrested. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 24 tomorrow, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The PGA Championship has teed off at Quail Hollow. Jamie Vardy says that he's confident he can still play at a Premier League level at the age of 38. And the Proteas could win a cool $3.6 million if they win the World Test Championship final.